So any questions?
James, can you walk us through your decision?
Okay, so right after the Nebraska game, Coach Ferentz, he brought me in, and he talked to me about, like, you'll have the opportunity to be able to leave early. And so he went, asked around. Then we put my paperwork for the NFL Advisory Committee. Then with all the feedback he got, we thought it would be best if I declared early.
So Kirk reached out to you and said he thought that you were going to get that opportunity?
Yes.
Were you stunned? Were you like, okay, cool? What were your reactions?
I mean, I was...
Did you see it coming?
I mean, like, before the season, there was a whole bunch of stuff saying that I was good enough, but, I mean, I never really read that. And so when he brought me in, like, he just texted me and, like, come meet with me. I mean, I was shocked to, like, see that because I thought that all happened after the season. So.
Can you talk a little bit about, not too much about your scheme that you ran at Iowa, but a lot of these teams in the NFL and Atlanta Falcons being one of them do the outside zone scheme. Can you talk about that and your comfort level with that?
So, Iowa, we're primarily a zone offense, inside, outside zone, two back, two tight ends, one back, two tight ends. We just run, like, a lot of zone, lead zone, inside, outside. So, but scheme-wise, I mean, it really doesn't matter because zone, we ran every type of play we could, zone, power, and so it really doesn't matter. Like, I'm comfortable with any type of scheme.
You talked to the Falcons at all?
Yes, I talked to the Falcons.
Did you meet with anybody in particular or just general scouts?
It was just, I mean, the people they had in the room. I mean, they just said that, they just asked me questions and, I mean, talked about myself, my family, why I came out early, just things like that. No problem.
Came in bigger than a lot of people thought you might. Do you feel comfortable at this weight? How do you think that will affect you tomorrow?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable at this weight. I mean, gaining weight, I never really had to. So at Iowa, we have goal weights. And, like, your whatever weight you're is, that's designated by the coaching staff and the strength coach. And there's no point for me in college, you're not blocking 340, 330, 320-pound D linemen. So there's no point of being 300-plus. But now I'm making that transition to the NFL. I decided to gain weight. It was pretty easy. You just eat, like, a peanut butter and jelly protein shake every night, and you can gain 10 pounds in, I mean, a week, 2 weeks, easily.
Where do you think you can get to in terms of your ideal weight?
I think 306, 305. I was, like, coming in, I would be anywhere from 305 to 307. So I think that's pretty ideal for me. I mean, all interior line, but as you've seen, like, my true freshman year, I got thrown in at right tackle, so, I mean, I can do it all.
James, what's the transition from college to NFL? Are you facing some of the interior line on defense or so quick and so strong? What's the challenge in getting used to that?
So the first thing, the transition to NFL, I mean, in college, we all go to class. We all do that. In NFL, it's a job. Football's a job. So now the D linemen, they're going to be better, bigger, faster, stronger. And so you just have to, whoever NFL team chooses me, I just have to just get better, focus on my fundamentals, and just use those fundamentals I learned from Iowa and the coach that will be coaching me, and just use that to block them.
What's the key part of the technique to combat, like, an area
run? I mean, first, I mean, it just depends, pass or run, but you just have to be just very cautious of your technique. If you have one elbow out, if your hands are late, anything like that, you're going to get beat quickly. I mean, you get beat in college by players if you have bad technique, but in the NFL, they're going to expose you like that. So you just have to be very, very careful, whatever you do, steps, feet, hands, all that.
What are some of the phenomenal things that you're getting, as far as, like, reach blocks and that sort of thing? I mean, you've always been involved in that. What kind of compliments have you gotten?
And they just said that I'm just very athletic, and I mean we do that a lot at Iowa, and so I have to become good at reach blocks, at run, outside zone, or I wouldn't even be able to play at Iowa. I don't know because I haven't got drafted yet, so I mean I don't. But, I mean, teams know that, like, we come from a pro-style offense, so there probably won't be – I mean, there's going to be a learning gap, but it might be closer than other people. But I don't know other colleges' schemes and how close they are to a pro, so I really can't answer that.
You were talking about the question that you showed. What was the most interesting thing in anybody's
session? I had six the first night, one last night, then I have 13 tonight.
Okay, and the most interesting one
I mean, they're all interesting. So I mean, nothing yet. I mean, I don't know. So the first question, every YA I met with, the first thing they asked, they just asked about, like, my family life, my family history. So I tell them about my mom and dad. My dad played Ohio State, played in the NFL. Older brother plays in the NFL right now. Got a younger brother, younger sister, and just ask me. I mean, that's usually the first question. Then they just ask questions off of that. Then sometimes it goes straight into football stuff. Sometimes it goes into my personal life. A lot of questions have been, will I be able to transition to guard? And like the transition to guard, my entire true freshman year, I played left guard and right guard. I didn't even play center true freshman year. So the transition to guard, it wouldn't be a problem for me. I mean, as a center or any position on the offensive line, you have to be able to react quickly because you can game plan something all week, and defenses now, they just don't play just one front the entire game, one, like, blitz the entire game. They can do anything possible. So, I mean, you just have to be able to just, you know, like, you got to look at tendencies, study film, and you just got to know, like, if they have a linebacker in who's a good pass rusher, he's not going to drop in the coverage. He's going to pass rush 95% of the time. So you just have to be able to know, just know personnel and just know who you're playing, and just that's how you become, be able to think on the fly. I had to talk to one of my parents and stuff, but I mean, it wasn't the main part, but I mean, it was a part of it. And when I got my grade, I got second round grade, as you know. Then I asked Josh, like, what was his grade, and he got second round grade too. So I mean, I think Josh is worth a top 10 pick, and if we both got second round grade, so I mean, you think about that.
What'd you say your height and weight was?
I was 6'3", 3/8, I think, or something. Then my weight was 306. Jason Kelsey from the Eagles, they run a lot of, like, stuff we ran at Iowa, outside zone, pin and pull, inside zone. They run a lot of stuff with him, and I think he's one of the probably the best athlete offensive line in the NFL, and he's a great runner, great with his hands, so that's what I model my game after.
When you look at what Kirk did for him, I mean, his best interest is to keep you at Iowa. Yeah, he calls you in, pretty much tells you to go. I mean, does it feel like that he actually has your best interest in him?
He didn't pretty much tell me to go, but I mean, as a coach, I mean, coaches, they want to do what's best for the players. So even if I wanted to transfer, if that was in my best interest, all the coaches would be behind me if they knew transferring would be my best interest or doing whatever. They just want what's best for the player, and Coach Ferentz, I won't put words in his mouth. You can ask him, but I mean, Coach Ferentz, he understood my decision, and he was just happy and just congratulated me. He actually texted me earlier in the week just saying good luck and with all that stuff.
Thank you.